It's time to felk it. Strap on, strap in, sit tight and hold for a spectacular ride. Our wonderful sponsors are not responsible for anything that may slip out of their mouths. Please do not hold them accountable. Here's Kari and Alicia.
Hi, Kari.
Hi, Alicia.
How are you?
I'm good, you?
I'm better than ever.
That's awesome.
Just kidding. My allergies are rough today.
I know. It's like the fall allergy thingy.
Yeah. I have made an effort to start saying autumn because it's prettier.
Okay.
Female encounters of the like kind. Thanks for joining us.
Wait, I just had an epiphany. Is fall because it's kind of opposite of spring?
Oh, I thought it was.
Like be falling up.
I thought it was because the leaves fall.
Well, I mean, yeah, but it could be like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Because things come up in the spring and then fall, so I don't.
So is it summer because some are hot and some are not?
That was terrible. And then winter because.
Get there.
I don't know what winter is.
Yeah, I don't know her either.
We have a guest.
We do have a guest. Thanks for joining us again. Who's here, Kari?
Shauna, the one, the only Shauna.
What is your last name, Shauna?
Wilson.
Wilson. Cool.
Like the volleyball.
Like the volleyball.
I was just about to say, I just want to palm your face, but that sounded terrible.
You were weird friendships.
We'll have words later.
Palm your face, girl.
Get on there.
No. You're so nice to your friends. I love it.
And well, let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about nice friends. Do you know what happened to me over this weekend? Sunday, actually. We have a friend who all she wanted for her birthday was a crew to come and do yard work. I have a certain friend that I do a podcast with. And
could
we
be
were getting,
anyone.
Oh, I do have a lot of friends. But this particular one that I do it with all the time. You know the trees that have like the long beads, like the bean things? Mm-hmm. She threw one at me and hit me in the neck, and it made the best thwack sound, and it left a mark down my neck.
She and gagged.
I was like, Alicia hit me with her bean. Like right in the throat. And I think I would rather you palm my face than bean me again.
Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind next time I see a bean.
But now I want to throw them at people. Like, I never thought of throwing a tree
really?
Bean at somebody.
So
no.
Many of them.
I do the little puffy balls. What are those called? The ones that, like, they're orangish and they burst all fluffy?
Oh, I don't know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like fluffy balls off a tree and you crack them in the...
No.
Wow. Wow.
I couldn't recall seeing a big orange ball.
On a tree?
On a tree. No.
How the...
Shauna, you?
No.
And they're kind of pokey. They're pokey, big, orange, bustable balls.
So far, we've talked about beans and balls.
Beans and balls. That's a... Yeah, it's a hell of a start. Well, Mother Nature sure is a funny little thing, huh?
It is.
Talk about the way some of the inside of flowers looks, eh?
We'll have to look up that tree ball situation, because I'm familiar.
Now, I know the tree you're talking about with the bean pods. That's a mimosa tree.
Yeah, what? Did you say something about alcohol? What?
Mimosa tree.
For you, it's a nanosa.
Nanosa.
Why didn't you bean me back, Scotty?
I was trying to breathe because my throat was just attacked. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
It was so funny. Like, when you were like, am I hurt or am I laughing?
You were impressed.
I was really... The sound that bean made... He slapped against my throat.
Second to none.
We were both laughing so hard, and I was like, what are these idiots laughing at?
Yeah, they're like, get back to work.
And I'm just like, she threw a bean at my neck.
Yeah. Carry on. They didn't.
But if you think about it, nature is.
It is. I mean, there's. Yeah, there's so
fall,
many funny
spring,
things.
Autumn.
Yeah.
All the things. I mean,
all
really.
Those things that were actually human made. But actual nature is very hilarious. I'm going to have to agree with you.
How's it hilarious? Well, I mean...
I guess if you smoke a lot of weed and then you go out in nature, it's funnier.
Oh, I'm
but,
sure it would be.
Yeah.
Well, what about shrooms?
Well, you could do that, too.
Those leaves sure look pretty.
I wonder if that could turn into horror, though.
Oh, yes. It tis the season.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is...
Yeah, what are you going to be for Halloween, Kari? Even though probably Halloween is past. We're probably at Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, yeah, we're well into Thanksgiving-ish. I don't know. God,
I am not into Halloween as much as
I wanted you to be Stuart, and I was going to be the mom. Look what I can do.
Well, we got
to
do it.
But I can't fart with my knee. Neither one of us can fart with our
knee. Do you like Halloween?
No, I don't mind it.
What are you going to be?
And I don't dress up.
Okay, so you like it from afar.
Okay, I do.
Yeah.
Do you pass that shit?
I do.
Okay. Are you a big candy bar giver?
Roofie giver.
I mean, I'll be there. Do the cheap crap.
That, yeah.
You know, like
melatonin for you.
And a toothbrush.
Yeah, it's not going to be candy corn or those nasty black licorice things, you know, or whatever. But
okay.
Yeah, I try. I try to buy chocolate because I don't really care that much for chocolate. So that way, you know.
You're not tempted? That's a good tactic.
But my son loves it. So, but then he's eating too much of it too.
Yeah, I think it's probably the biggest lie, well, the earliest lie I can remember being told, and my mom probably believed it, that they were going to put drugs in my candy, so she had to check it out.
I wish someone put drugs in my shit, man. What the hell? I lied to my whole life. I'm like, I'm going to trick treating and hoping for some good shit.
I know, I haven't been offered. I'm like, Dare lied to me.
Dare did lie. And remember your mom, like, checking every wrapper?
Yeah.
Oh, I did it too.
I still do it, kind of, sort of. And I'm like, oh, this one's bad, and it goes in my pocket.
Yeah, speaking of things that were weird, remember in the 80s where we would actually carry around rabbit's feet as good luck keychains?
I want to buy one. You can't find them
so
anymore.
They're so morbid. Think about it. It's just a freaking dead animal on your keys, and you're like, yeah. And they, like, dye them different colors and shit. Like, that's morbid.
Hopefully they dye them after they chop their legs off. I mean,
who knows?
Some kind of humanity in there.
They're probably like, jump around in this dye and then die. Yeah.
There's all kinds of weird shit. Hell, I'm going to have a step here.
That was like the one thing that pops up that I'm like, that was regular pop culture. Like Stephanie on the corner of first and third, 2.5 kids.
It.
Yeah.
You're petting like, in class. I'm like,
you feel this little ankle. Yeah. That's lucky for sure.
You pet hard.
What?
You pet hard if you felt like the bones. I just like was soft on the surface. I didn't go deep.
Okay. Well,
wow.
That says more about you than me. Okay. So,
did you have one, Shauna?
No, I would have not.
Pretty sure my sister had one.
I had 20. I kept losing him. So lucky rabbits, but it wasn't fucking lucky.
You were keeping them in business.
Yeah, I was that person. I even bought a pet rock. Just kidding. I did not.
You went through 4 rabbits.
Or one rabbit with 4 feet.
I guess it depends on how you look at that. I don't know if there was a preferred foot. I was thinking about it.
Do the back feet look the same as the front feet?
I'm not familiar.
Great.
Maybe
now somebody
write
needs
that
a
down too.
I would think it'd be probably the front.
But that was just
they'd be more flat in the back, wouldn't they? Those are little hoppers, the ones that push off.
It's like cat's feet, back feet.
Yeah. They're
coming
shaped
from
the same.
Cat lady.
Coming from a cat lady. You know.
Yeah, because they have like the back knee.
Oh, yeah, it does like wrap around.
I was going to say, like some of my ex-boyfriends, but like their knees, like the back. Okay.
That's like acne. I get it. Back knee. I get it.
No, but they actually have like their leg bends.
They're double jointed knees?
Almost like a frog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a back knee.
Cat's curl.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Adorable on a cat.
How many cats do you have, Shauna?
2.
It's not that bad. The cat lady. My sister has 4 or 5. They're all long hair.
We have friends that have like 6 or 7 now. And it's a lot.
But my 2 get, you know, lots of attention.
Yeah, and that's how
it should. That's enough for me, really.
Mm-hmm.
I've never not had a cat, but my daughter's really, really allergic. So it's not fair to her or the cat. Because they're like, oh, you can get a cat and give it treatment. I'm like, we'll just wait.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work.
With her attitude, she's going to be in prison in no time. I mean, I'll be fine. I'll have a cat. Just kidding. Love you, daughter. Little spirited thing, you.
Well, she's got a lot of spunk, that's for sure.
Can't get a cat till my daughter goes to prison. Wow.
Prison cat.
I would be the cat in prison for sure. The little pocket-holding cat. That would be me. Get your sweet ass off the phone, kitty.
She told me one day that her mom has pills in her purse. I told Carrie that later. It was Tom's.
Well, my oldest daughter, and this is when back in the day when, whatever, she told her kindergarten teacher that I drink and drive because she heard the whole don't drink and drive thing, and I was like, it was freaking coffee. Like, I mean, she took it literally, like, you could not drink anything and drive.
Oh, no.
Well, you can't walk and drink, so you probably shouldn't drink and drive anything. So.
Oh, yeah, let's go back to that. Yeah. Little skill that I can't do. But the other daughter, the prison bound, I'm just kidding. She's with her attitude, she's going to go two ways. President or prison. There is no gray area. She is strong enough to be the president, or she'll be in prison.
Are you talking about your older daughter?
No, the middle daughter.
Oh. Huh.
She's eight now. She's having.
Oh, okay.
But
prison or president. Well, no, I mean, at this rate, they're two of the same, right?
Well.
Just about.
Exactly. questionable behavior on both, but yeah. She took and she twists things. So she was going to this, you know, school, religious kind of thing, and she pushed a kid, not, I did not laugh, sorry, kid, kid's mom. She pushed this kid down, and he scraped both of his knees, and she's in the principal's office, and I, you know, I'm like, what happened? And she goes, well, the Bible says, do unto others as they would do it unto you. So he pushed me, so I had to push him back. So he did unto me, so I had to do unto him. I'm all,
I mean,
well, I don't really think that's... to her.
A child and would I, think that
yeah.
way.
I tried to unteach it, and she's like, nope, they did it to me, I'll check a bitch. I'm like, okay, well, we don't have to do that.
And there are plenty of adults that feel that way.
Yeah.
Eye for an eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it's a...
I
mean,
yeah. I can't even think of
what that image was. What a smart girl.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. She's very smart, yeah. She's scary smart.
Yeah.
It's a prisoner president.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But at least she ends up in prison. She's going to be a smart prisoner.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She'll either be an escapee.
She'll be the boss of C-block.
Yeah.
Either which way, make sure she loves libraries.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Prison library, Library of Congress.
It's, yeah. She, yeah. Bless her heart. Well, she's cute. She's just sassy. Like, we've all met
her. Well, I'm not going to put her in any prison or president box. She can be whatever she wants to be. Woo.
Don't give her that freedom. Let's,
whatever.
Let's not.
Whatever. Do you have kids, Shauna?
I have a 27-year-old.
27?
Yeah, that lives with me.
Okay.
And, he has some mental problems, so he'll probably
always live with me. I miss my mother. I would have lived with her forever, probably, so I get that for sure.
If I lived with my mom, I would be the cause of her death. But, I'm kidding.
Oh, goodness. One might have been too far.
Actually, we were living together when she died, but had nothing to do with it, I'd like to think. I think we would have probably lived together.
Yeah.
And I would be eating a lot more healthy. Like, she was vegan.
Yeah. My mom was a really good cook. I probably would be in a heap of trouble, but I don't know. Yeah, me and my mom would have been best friends. We probably would have had a podcast, actually. Or, like,
my mom and I were
reality
pretty,
TV or some shit, you know. But my mom was super paranoid all the time. Like, I'd try to get her to go on dating sites, and she'd be like, no, they're going to steal my money and bomb me. I'm like, Mom, who do you think you're meeting online? A little racist.
Yeah, don't you know, talk to Nigeria.
She's like, this guy.
Don't give him your debit card
this
number.
Guy.
Or any of your personal info. But your mom, she lives right up the street. Like, your mom is still around.
She's kicking.
Yeah?
Okay.
Now, her and dad both have COVID right now.
Yeah, that's what she said.
And she's 78, so I'm a little more concerned about her.
Yeah.
With this.
Yeah, COVID's coming back.
We're not gonna get into that. We can wait. Yeah. No. Do you get the vaccine? I don't know.
We're not talking about vaccines.
Okay. It was just the safest question out of all the ones that popped in my head. So.
Oh, let's hear the other ones. Let's go.
No.
Okay.
We should make that a soundbite.
We should, because what are our other soundbite? My vomit.
No, that's not on here.
Why is my?
It's just Judy's whistle, and that's it, dude.
I love Judy's whistle.
Yeah, that's it. It's the Judy bird.
Why don't we have a no?
I don't know how to do that. I only know what I know how to do, and if I push another button, David will kill me. So
yeah, he gets snappy when we push buttons.
I would get snappy too if we recorded a whole podcast with a robot like. That's not a robot.
That
sounds
like
Scooby-Doo. It did.
I was thinking the Astro. Wasn't that the dog on the Jetsons?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
What year was that? Because, you know, like, Back in the Future was like 2020-something, and none of that is true. Like, I don't have a really good hoverboard or hover shoes. But the Jetsons, when was that?
I don't know.
I think it might have been around this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I'm
we
just
all
like,
thought we'd have flying cars.
Yeah, I
still lock my keys in mine, so.
I step out every morning. I don't want to drive anywhere. I'm like, what the hell's my jetpack? What the hell? This whole thing.
I get up and just stand there and wait for Rosie to dress me, but nothing happens.
She probably got really cold hands.
Probably. She probably warms them up. I see her being a caretaker like that. Don't you?
Yeah, but she's, what is it called? IT? AT?
AI?
AI? There we go. But she's computer, like, what if she's taking, I don't know, pictures of your lady bits?
Oh, okay. Talk about paranoid over here. Oh. I can't have a metal maid. She'll take pictures of my lady bits. Yeah, where'd you get her? The dark web, Rosie? Wow.
The things you think about, Carrie.
Yeah. I did. She's like, I got a new set of eyes.
You program her to do that on purpose. Don't even.
However, when I first moved into my house, all I could think of was there being a camera in my smoke detector.
Well, from our remote location, now I'm a little curious. Thank you for putting that in my head, Shauna.
You are welcome.
Huh. I don't know.
As you're looking all around.
Hell's bells.
Hell's bells.
I'm not even sure you could actually do that. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I'm
sure you can.
I've never put
you can do anything
anywhere.
With a dream.
Well, I mean, it's kind of fun to watch people.
Okay, Carrie.
Not like that. Like, just,
like at the mall? Or like
yeah. Okay. Like, the best is the airport. Do you guys watch people in the airport?
I mean, I'm
running in the airport.
Oh, really? I'm usually at the bar sitting there watching people.
I did just have a 5-hour layover in Denver. Well, I guess it's been a year now, but that was excruciating. Mm. I learned the Denver airport, I will tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you believe the conspiracies about the Denver airport?
I have certainly heard them.
What conspiracies?
Oh, that there's all kinds of underground.
Yeah, there's underground and that, like, the fences are facing the opposite direction to keep people in and not keep people out. And there's, like, all kinds of stuff.
It's something probably demonic.
I was living up there when it was being
built. At the airport?
Well, Denver.
I thought this was, like, the terminal with Tom Hanks? Is that movie where he lives in the
airport?
Never
seen it.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. I haven't seen it either.
He's like in between countries. He can't go anywhere.
Who comes up with this stuff? And if it's a theory, why can't we prove it? Like, why can't somebody be like, oh, I'll go find out?
Well, there's a lot of conspiracy theories. I think humans...
But why can't people find out? Just get to the bottom of it.
Because part of the fun is not knowing, but thinking you know. Like, I know something you don't know. Like, you know, I don't know. Like the whole QAnon thing.
I'm going to go take a selfie with Bigfoot.
Please do.
Oh, did you see that video that's going viral right now about
the one here in New Mexico?
It was a Silverton train.
Yes, they were. I don't know how far out they were, but there was someone walking in either an actual Sasquatch or a Sasquatch outfit.
I mean, yeah.
Multiple people saw this.
If they know when the train is coming by,
yeah,
I could see
real.
That.
Yeah.
You
know.
Yeah.
I'm thinking if they've hid this long, they're fairly intelligent not to be like, hey, I'm gonna go tango with a train.
I don't know. They do like McDonald's cheeseburgers. So.
This?
Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, I do remember
that. Got one? Did I get one?
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Call back. Woo! Ooh. I had to dig deep for that one.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I don't really watch a lot of movies. I don't know.
Yeah, John Lithgow. It was a great movie. Gave me nightmares for a minute, but it was good. When he's, like, tearing the house apart.
Isn't he the anal dude in Footloose?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The preacher.
Yeah.
Yep. That's him.
She was a hoe.
She was a hoe.
The preacher's daughter's always a hoe.
Well,
the mechanic's car never works.
So
my dad's
Kevin Bacon, but no one calls him a hoe.
He wasn't a hoe.
Kevin Bacon's always a hoe.
What makes you say he's a hoe? He has a bamboo heart. Oh, wait, a baboon? I jacked that up.
It only takes 7 people to get to Kevin Bacon. He's a hoe.
Is that another conspiracy theory?
The 7 degrees of separation?
I know, but is that another theory?
Degrees. 6? Even hoeier.
Yeah.
Wow, Shauna takes the hope.
I think it's 5 now.
I think it's like you can, any which way you go, you can somehow get right back to Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
And where his parents
with
homes?
People
is that
you
how,
would
like...
know, like anybody that you know is only, are only 6 degrees away from Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, it's probably a different actor now.
That's going to be another conspiracy theory.
Excuse me. Probably. My allergies, man. It's rough being me right now. Just so you know. I'm also allergic to cats. So if you have one, now's the time.
I do not have a cat.
Okay. I do, so maybe you're...
Well, it might
I'm
be.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's quite all right. It's probably not you.
We have Shauna and Dander with us today.
It's her carry-on.
Be nice. Be nice.
What else is new? What else is going on all about town?
I don't know.
It's almost 2024.
I know. It's about time to jack up all those dates. Oh, hell. Our sales... tax going to go up again and minimum wage and all the things.
Minimum wage is not going up.
Yeah, I don't see that.
It's staying at 12.
12? Because every time, like, everything changes and I don't understand anything, and I'm like, can we just keep it consistent here? Like, I mean, the time change was recently, but.
Yeah. A couple weeks back. Yeah, something like that.
Time change gets me every time.
It messes with me. This one messes with my emotions. The spring one messes with my sleep.
Spring messes with my bank account. Because I go to Manning's greenhouse and all the other places. Yes, I mean, let's say I kind of have a thing for plants.
Yeah.
100 plus plants.
Oh, yeah. You've seen my, I have flowers. And, yeah. There's so spring is, I go broke.
You go big or go broke.
I did go to Manning's earlier this year and I bought $30 worth of, not just plant, vegetable plants. Vegetable plants. And I am happy to say I have.
Why are you whispering? Vegetable plants. I know that. Shauna likes the eggplant. Carry on, Shauna.
Did I send you a picture of my eggplant?
Well, I went somewhere else to go with it.
It's probably, 1 inch? Aww, 1 inch eggplant. Cute. It's the saddest looking thing, and it reminds me of men past.
The men of yore.
He was a tiny garden. Nobody fertilized him. This fertilizer makes it grow. Isn't that what's on the back of the Miracle-Gro? Get bigger or something like that?
But I did spend $30 on vegetable plants for about the, 10 to 12 little cherry tomatoes I've gotten. Totally worth it.
Worth it.
I mean,
I usually have a good garden, but apparently I just feed all the deer in the neighborhood, so.
And that's what you do.
And see, I'm gonna really zoom in so you can see this. Because it's quite hilarious.
Oh! Oh my God! Can we put that on our on our page so when people listen to this, they know what we're agreeing to?
Oh, sure.
That is like mid-past.
It is.
Especially because it looks like. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it almost looks like infant's past.
Oh.
I don't know. So my garden, and I do the organic everything, and I spent a ton this year and every year, and I have tried every single thing to keep the deer out. But I don't want to do a really tall fence because my garden's kind of in my front yard, backyard. Then I'm like a squirrel will get hung up. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, if you don't have a fence or anything like that, so every I did like the little like, get it.
Oh, I've got all kinds of critters around here. I did the little scent odor things, and I went out there one day, and there was three of them who wanted to kill me because they have like the little velvety antler things, and they huff and puff at me, kind of intimidating. And he's sitting there eating all of my broccoli. About a foot away from the deer repellent that I had just bought for $30. Yeah. And he was looking at me like, nice try, lady.
He's staring. I'm assuming unless you get chicken wire or something all the way
I put the the plant stands, and I think they get stuck on their antlers because they're always all over the place. Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
And then I have raccoons on the front porch because, what was it, Ichabod?
Mm-hmm.
He's the raccoon because I have a mirror on my front porch, and he comes at night and he checks himself out. He stands up all.
Oh, yeah.
Checks obviously to make sure his little
or male
bandit thing. What the hell is it called? Eye patch? No, that's a pirate.
It's a bandit, isn't it?
Like when you have a
bank robber.
Yeah.
But it's got to have a name. It's not an eye patch. What do you call that thingy?
I don't know.
Like a Zorro mask.
It can't just be a mask.
I don't know, man. Put it on your list of things to look up.
Oh yeah, I'm still looking up what Marifolk make it big. Right?
I think that's all it's
there. I don't know. Can I say that, like, if I ever go on a date again, because I'm never going to date again, and I'm not really impressed after the 17th date, because I would never get dead that quickly, and I was like, wow, you need some Miracle-Gro, don't call me again. Yeah. Can I say that?
You say whatever you want anyway, so sure.
Would that be, like, super offensive?
Refer to previous answer.
Might be deserved to impound some of them.
This is...
You're dating life.
What if I don't just say it out loud and I just give them a Christmas gift of Miracle-Gro?
That's confusing. They wouldn't get it.
Nothing?
No. Okay. Your dating life, though, you're done, huh?
Done forever.
Okay.
Well, I kind of have sworn it off, too, right now.
Yeah.
And your dating life is... Where's the 8-ball when we need it?
Oh, the 8-ball.
Let me go get the 8-ball. I'm on it.
I don't want to do this.
Well...
Yeah, he just gets up in the middle of the show. Bye. See you later. Bye. Carrie's like, dare you talk about my dating life.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she lives her life based on that.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, no, this eight ball makes all of my decisions. All right. The question is, will Carrie ever date again?
No, should you?
Well, we have to clear it up. Okay. Should Carrie ever date again? Answer is
no.
I cannot predict now.
See?
All right, Shauna,
for
your
now.
Turn.
It's for now, for now.
Should Shauna ever date?
Let's just make sure.
This is a segment in our show where we ask the eight ball. We need music for this. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Oh, that's what we need as far as like little sound.
What did it say?
I can't read it.
Let me see.
Oh, hell.
I have no future.
It says, it is decidedly so.
Oh, you're going to date again.
Oh, how cute.
All right, Alicia, you're up.
Wow, I don't even know what to ask it.
Should Alicia date again?
Okay. It is certain.
Well, wow. Why is mine all shady?
Well, I guess you're the one that's going to die alone. Up top.
Hey! Woo! So I guess I don't need to invest in Miracle-Gro for stock.
No, I think you're good on that. You just invest in whatever's in that top drawer.
the top drawer. Well, I'm going to buy stock in, what is it? I'm going to buy stock in Energizer.
What are...
the company. Right? Mm-hmm. Instead of stock in Miracle-Gro...
You know what they should do? They should invent a brand that is specifically for that and call it that, but spell it different. IN instead of EN.
That's smart.
I'm on to something.
You are.
Energizer.
In her.
Energize.
Did you say vagina? You have the same sound.
Copyright laws against
that. Maybe that's where the name of the
business is. That's genius.
Why don't you say Energina? And then just have a bunny on there.
Inner. Have a bunny.
Because don't hump
a bunny. A bunny with no feet.
No, it's called a homeless bunny.
They're nothing but keychains on the side.
I just got the best visual logo on this product.
Right? I'm onto something here for sure.
The inner gyna. There's a homeless bunny.
Trademarked. How am I not rich already? Golly.
Okay, you need to patent that.
I do.
Can you do that? I'll
look into it. I don't remember how much a patent is. I looked into it a couple years ago.
This show is Energizer.
Energizer.
Sure. I don't think we can do Energizer.
Some of those are even called a rabbit, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are. I mean, I don't know.
she might have no more than we do on some of this.
Yeah, they are.
Everyone has, you know, what they bring to the table as far as their.
My parents will never listen to this. I'll never let that happen.
My dad wouldn't know how. He just got away from a flip phone. So when he sends texts, it all comes with effects. So he's like, "How was your day, balloons?"
You know, it's like whisper.
My mom has never texted a day in her life. Never had. I mean, she has a flip phone as well.
Yeah.
She probably needs one of those that has like the four buttons.
Oh yeah. Sometimes I miss flip phones.
I hear people are going back to them.
Yeah, my Razor was probably my favorite.
I was going to ask my manager to take over, so I wanted to take a step back from social media on my phone, and I apparently cannot. So,
you can't find any of your passwords to give me.
Well, because you can't. Apparently, Facebook people, you cannot delete your profile without deleting all of your pages. So the poop group and female encounters would all. Well, I don't know about female encounters, but I am an admin on that. But if you're an admin, the poop page would go. And she doesn't want to rebuild that. We have, over 1,000 people. So I have to keep my profile and just have some kind of self-control.
Oh, excuse me.
Self-control while I drink a beer.
Well, I was going to ask how that was going, but then I saw you post something. So that was an answer.
Yeah. I like to post funny shit.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. I'm getting to the point where I can see something and know that you posted it. Like, you know, if you scroll a little bit too far and you can't see who posted it and you can just read it, like, you'll think, I should send that to Carrie.
Oh, I do. Oh, it was Carrie. Oh. I really do. Yeah.
So that's a compliment, right?
I think so.
So keep it up.
Or
you're fine.
It's an insult.
Or it could go either way. Depends on what...
My subtle jab.
Is it a compliment or an insult?
Only Carrie could have posted this.
Very doubtful. So
you should see the shit I don't post. Okay, back to the eight ball because it said ask again later.
We're gonna have to save this.
Why?
Because it's about that time. Time flies.
Okay, so it says ask again later. So until we ask again later, I'm just gonna have an energizer An Energina. Wow. Does the bunny have a name?
We'll have to get back to you on that one.
Thumper. Is he gonna thump her?
I don't even know her. Anyway, that's you. Parting words, Shauna. Thanks for joining us again. I hope you had a great time.
Thank you.
Next time you'll
it's
hear from
dull.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Oh,
next time you hear from
the teen
me,
rabbit.
Oh no!
I'm never gonna read a child story again. The Velveteen Rabbit, Thumper.
Okay. Well, next time you hear from me, I'll be rich. So
cotton
thanks for
tail.
Joining us, guys.
Cotton tail.
All done for this week. They shall return in a week. Your input is appreciated. Email us at interwestconcepts.com. All feedback is greatly appreciated, good or not so good. This program is the sole property of Interwest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any or all of the programming, contact us at interwestconcepts.com. And we mean it too, damn it. Until next time.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.